About Monty Posen.
Right. Okay, the shiur tonight is, what was it labeled? What matzahs to buy? Now, big shout out, what matzahs you meant to buy? Comes Pesach, there's so many different types of matzahs. What matzahs you meant to buy? I was actually one year in the shop, and this woman came in, clearly not a local woman, and she wanted to buy matzahs, and she was looking at the various matzahs they had, the machine, and the hand, and everyone's got its own colour, shape, design, and price. And the hands, you know, you get during the year. During the year, they're called 99% factory crackers. And on Pesach, they're called tea matzahs, I think. The little box, you know, the long thin box. So she said, great, I'll buy one of these. And she'll have three little matzahs. She'll save on as well a lot on the silver on the seder plate because you only need the seder plate. It's great. It works so well. You know, there's loads of space on the table now for everything else. She wanted to buy a box of these. So I was thinking when I saw her doing this, is there any problem? If there's no problem, we'll do it. It's great. Small little thing, here's my center. But I don't know how you balance the Mora and the Charisma. And everything else. Yeah, it's also Shabbat. Brocha, they. And I'm always doing this.
You have three,
yes. Sure. I was in the shop one year and there was a woman buying the 99% factory crackers. You know, the small box. She was buying those for season at Matzahs. Now, is there anything wrong with that? Sounds great. Machine Matzahs, you machine. Why not? What's the problem? Okay, so she'll have two each time. It could be Zamoitz, it could be Mzernis. But is there anything wrong besides matzah? What, people get carried away. People pay enormous amounts for matzah. Won't even tell you what people are paying sometimes. Why are they paying so ridiculous? For £1.99, you get a whole box of these. And think about it, you've got enough for, you can keep it for a few years. You get about 30 in the box. It's 10 years worth of matzah. So, let's give a small introduction to halachos of matzah. Everyone knows that on Pesach we don't eat chametz. That's fairly simple. The Torah tells us numerous times we don't eat chametz. What do you eat? You can eat matzah. Matzah is not chametz. Chametz is when you have flour and water made in a certain time frame. Less than that is not chametz. Beautiful. Then we have a pasuk. The pasuk says, we learned a few weeks ago, for shemaratim is a matzah. You must guard the matzah. So the Gemara asks, where are you guarding the matzah from? I don't understand. If you're guarding it from chametz, it's not matzah. Matzah is chometz, it's not matzah. If you have a car that drives, it's not a mile in the car. My car drives. Wow. Well, what's the other option? Matzah is chometz, it's not matzah. So what do you mean God the matzah? Where are you guarding it from? From chometz, it's not matzah. So the Gemara asks the question, the Gemara says, v'shmeret v'matzah means, the amount you have to say tonight, not only can't be chometz. That's one thing, mustn't be chometz, but it's not matzah. But not only that, that guarding, that knowing it's not chometz, must be done with a proper shmira. For shemaratim, it's got to be an active, positive maisa of guarding it from chametz. Shemaratim is a matzah. Guard it in a positive, active way, rather than passive, or just the idea, just knowing there's not chametz. The marshal, someone comes to you and tells you, this stuff, I have a machine, I scan your matzah, and I'm telling you it's not chametz. That's not enough. It's got to be that a Jew knew and was present, was active, from the beginning till the end. That's the very basic. Then you have the question, what does it mean guarding? What do you have to do? So the Shacharach tells us in Tov Samach that if a Cheresh is begotten, or a Goy, all the sort of people we look at who they don't have the regular das that you need as a adult Jewish male, Cheresh is begotten, or Goy, makes matzahs for you. Can't use them. Now you're allowed to eat them on Pesach. They're not chametz. But they're not real did matzah. What does it mean not real matzah? To say the night. Say the night is not just enough not to have chametz. The shemaratim is a matzah. You have to have matzahs you positively, actively know there's no chametz. Not only that, the Shacharach tells you it's got to be made with a shmira, and that shmira has to be done by an adult. So if you have a matzah which you know is made by a goy, no problem, it's not chametz. But then it's like potatoes. Potatoes are not chametz either. But you can't be eating your kazayas seder night with potatoes. So if you can't be eating your kazayas seder night matzah with matzah made by cheresh shreis v'katan goy. Now, there's another machlokes we're showing him. When do you need to have a Jew, not a goy, not a cheresh shreis v'katan? When? Which part? There's loads of stages. We know on Shabbos there's 10 stages. Cheresh, zareah, kuzim, hamad, dosh. Zuyre Losh Toichen Bishel, and I missed one. Boyer, right. There's 10, yes, he's good. There's 10 stages of breath. That's one of the reasons the Rishonim, where you bring down the, I think the Chizkuni maybe, I think is, who says the reason why you put 10 fingers on is for the 10 melachas. There's also 10 words in Pesach Sidecha, 10 words in Amos Yilech Naretz. There's many modern white what the 10 is, 10 mitzvahs of Truma, Mayan Sechala, all the way through 10 mitzvahs, different melachas. One of them is the 10 stages of bread. So from planting till afir, till bishul, till baking, till making into a bread, there's 10 stages. Which part do you need shmir on? Maybe when you plant it. When you do chayrish, it's not even planting, it's just plowing the field to be able to plant. Which stage? It's clear that the last stage of lisha and afir, making the dough and putting it in the oven, that is the Gemara understands is posha, you need from that stage. Why? Because that's when it changes into a bread. Before it's not even hamoiti, it's nothing, it's grain from the ground, it's flour. The revolution that changes into bread is that point. So the losh and bishul, fine. That's the minimum. The Arishonim say no. The Dikai in the Gemara. Some say earlier. It comes from a stage. What's the stage earlier? So some say it comes from Toichen. Toichen is when you grind the grain and create flour. Is Toichen. Some say more Toichen. Koitza. When it's a plant, it's very nice because your fields are growing. The minute you cut it, detached from the ground, then you have to watch out. Which is, we take a watch out for chomos. Shouldn't get wet. They dafka cut it at a time where it's summer and it has been raining. When it's growing on the ground, it can rain all day, no problem. Nothing happens when it's growing. The minute you cut it, it can become chomos. So some say, yoit, it become chomos then. Once you cut it, inside this kernel of grain, this flour, that flour can theoretically become chomos. Maybe you have to watch it from then. So you have the three machlokes rishonim. Whether it's from cutting, grinding, baking. Baking being kneading, the whole dough. But you go to the matzah bakery, we see everyone running around, like Meshuggah, all screaming and yelling, L'shem, matzah's mitzvah. Why? Because you have to have kavana, you have to do it as a Yisrael, as an adult, with kavana. But that's the last stage, Lisha Nafir. What about beforehand? Machalik Shushen. How's the Shulchan Aruch Paskin? Shulchan Aruch says, Toiv L'shom Rom Mishas Ketzira. Stage one, cutting, that's the best. B'diyared, from Tchina, from grinding. And he writes, "Just chag, your mamish stuck." Lisha, the last stage. So he brings all three stages. Says the best is stage one, not so good stage two, the worst mamish chag is stage three. Those are the three stages. Now the others to point out that really there's two stages. Really there's cutting, because before cutting, the plant. Cutting is when it changes from a plant to a food. The other extreme, the other end of the spectrum, sorry, is the lisha where you make it into a dough. You leave it there, and it's for sure chametz. But the middle stage of grinding, some say that doesn't exist. What does it mean? The Rishonim say it. They say they mean because in those days, they had a mill. And the mill was a water mill. And if it's a water mill, you've got water. I mean, you really don't need to guard it. Normally, you grind in a machine, no problem. Because they had a water mill, they were worried the water would seep in. And that's why you need a special shmir then. That's how some blame shmir in the middle stage. Okay, that's the machlokes. Now, comes practically speaking, you want to make it all of the matzahs. What do? The first thing to know is, if you order machine matzahs, you've got a big question, because if you're going to say that a cheresh of a cotton and goy can't make matzahs for you, how can a machine make matzahs for you? So some will say, what do you mean? You press the button. Someone came to me recently, they saw the sign, and said that you have to tell everyone the best is machine matzah. Why? It's a very interesting reason. He said, when you make it by hand, it takes a long process. It's a few hours, and each batch is 18 minutes, it's a long time. You may forget. You may not have kavanah, l'shem it's a matzah. It's a machine, the whole avoid is one button. You have kavanah, press it. It doesn't matter if you have space after that, because you've set the machine rolling. Interesting way of looking at it. But if you don't say that lomdus, and you say the machine is like a chershet of a cotton, and while it's moving, the Mishmur brings, the way the Pashto of Mishmur Paskins is, even if you have a yid watching the goy, or watching the child, you sit like a hawk and you watch, there's no chometz, it's not good enough. It's got to be the asiyas and matzahs. Making the matzahs have to done lishma. If making the matzahs have to done lishma, can a machine be called lishma? This is an age old machlokes. They get tefillin, they get the matzah, they get the sitters, they get across the board. There is a machine. Can a machine be called lishma if I activate it lishma?
The always had machine matzah.
Yes, there were many gedolim that he dafka machine matzah. Now we have to know the history why this happened. You can't say that hand matzah are no good, because from Moshe Rabbeinu's days till today there was always hand. Machine is relatively new, But sorry, machine is relative to new. Hand it always was. So to say a hand is no good at all, that's really pushing it. Because you're saying that they never ate matzah, which is good. To say a machine's better, okay, you can debate it. Yes, it is. No, it isn't. You can debate it. But you can't say a hand is no good because that's always what they did. And the mitzvah was given as hand. Sorry? It could be. But you can't say hands are no good. We're going to go slow. You can't say hands, because hands is what they always had. So you can't say hands are no good. Now, machine, the first issue is it going to be lishma? Now, if you go with the parashah, the place can go by most things. You get tefillin, as we said, sitzes, across the board, you have the shell of machines. Parashahs, the most place were worried, machine is no good. Why was it that many gedolim had machine? The answer is, back then, before, just after the war, before the gedolim came to Etzot, when Chazanish came, before he was active, I should say, because he was there before, the Briskarov, what's the right English word? They became very lax in the halachos of matzah. The Chazanish said so much so, he said, when they made matzah, they were very busy, and they didn't always have time to do everything at the same time. They used to make the dough in the night, and make them into matzah the next morning. That's the Chazanish that the standard was. Therefore, they signed the Kol Kerem, many Gedolim, Chazanish was one of them who said, you should only have machine matzah. Because the people making it said, we can't work faster. Machine, you don't have an excuse, you put the flour and water in, it wasn't electric yet, they turned it, and it was much easier. So if you have a machine, you'd be much safer knowing that it's proper kosher matzah. Whereas hand back then, they didn't know what was going on. Many people kept this tradition, and they still have a machine today. But if you understand the history where it came from, you'll understand. Say, so someone told me, the Rosh Hashanah Zalman ate machine, which I thought was quite interesting, I checked it out. I saw that he did eat machine. Right at the beginning, when he was first as a young man, in Eretz Yisrael, the time when there was still recentness, this whole process, this whole story, he took a machine. But as hand improved, he changed the hand. Meaning hand, he helped us better. But at a time where you're not trying to cash risk of hand, for sure you go to machine. So many could only have the minute of having a machine. If you know the history, you'll understand why. It's not sure that he helped us better besides the lishma. Around the cash risk, that was all there was. There was that little bread. So they had to have a machine. But it doesn't, Daf could tell you that the hell machine was better for lishma. So that's the first issue. Is machine mats going to be called lishma? Are they going to be called lishma or not? Because you have a machine doing it. Again, a cherish of the cotton, your mats are beautiful, even the whole Pesach. Just don't make alachilis mats on them. They're moitzi lechem in aretz. They're not alachilis mats. You know it's a first night Pesach, you can't eat them. Why? Cherish of the cotton. What do we eat? A machine, if a machine is like cherish of the cotton, which is very mistaken, it is, the machine will be completely out.
What stage you got more? Putting in the oven?
The Lisha Veilich. It's Lisha and Afir. Yeah, those two stages. So a machine for sure would be worse than that. Okay, so that's Seder night. So Seder night, L'choy, a person should be having hand unless he's got a particular reason. Why not? Because you avoid this machine Shaila, which is a very common type of Shaila.
And well, Kobi, you've got to. But it's a balance. The Shema versus maybe machine is better.
Right, now that's another Shaila, which I want to get to at the end. I'm seeing we're running out of time, we'll just discuss now, just shortly. Is machine better or not? Now, the obvious way to look at it is, a machine has a certain koyach, a certain standard. A machine can be to a certain level, and after that, they can't be better. There's certain things, how the machine works, when the mats come on the conveyor belt, they go down into the oven. There's different mahalchim how it works, and a machine is a certain standard. You can't improve a machine beyond a certain standard. Whereas hand, seeing as we're following what we always did, we know that what we're doing is definitely not a problem. So to say a machine is better is very interesting. Because the machine can be to a certain level, it can't get better.
But it's consistent.
Oh, the problem is, the Shulchan Aruch tells us, that if you have a matzah and you need it, and after you knead it into a dough, you leave it. Afilu l'reka echot. It means a moment. It's a machlokes, it means a moment, it means a few seconds, then it's chomets. Immediately it's chomets. 18 minutes when you pour the water in, and don't touch, just watch. 18 minutes. The minute you knead it, reka echot, one moment. Chazan said that could be 45 seconds, then we'll tell how long it is. Some say a minute. Now, if you look at the machine, I've actually got a few videos, someone sent me on there on how machine mats work. You watch them going down, you'll see there's a long period of time as they come down the conveyor belt. Now, there's nothing happening, they're completely dead and static. The machine's moving, but the mats are nothing's happening to them. That's one issue. I'm not saying it's a problem, I'm raising to you the issues. Whereas by hand, hopefully, these things don't happen. The machine on the fire, the oven on machine is much cooler, obviously, than hand. Hand, they get to about 800 degrees. Crazy house, like a brick oven. The real, you watch them go in there, it's all, they put them in for 7 or 8 seconds. Yeah. I was about a chabur, they put them in for 9 seconds, it was over. It was charcoal. Machine is much longer because the fire is much cooler because the apparatus will just melt and burn. So it's another maybe chumrah of a hand, the oven's hotter. There are different things that they have. Hand, which don't have a problem, machine do. So that's the interesting point, what is better. But apparently you would assume that hands is the regular standard done, whereas a machine is so complicated. Now they do have one machine which came out, I think, 3 years ago, and that is they made a piece, a remote on the machine. It's a remote portable piece like this, you pick up and hold, and as long as you hold it, the machine runs. The minute you leave it, it stops. So some say that's an active lishma. For 3 hours, the guy has to stand holding it. So that is a little bit of a chumra. It's better than your regular machine, because that you're constantly making sure that it's going to be lishma. Now, the main one I want to get to was, many companies have different types of matzahs. Hand matzahs. They have, lemoshel, kli mamidas have red and black boxes, two boxes. They have recham shaliyad, which people call rashi. Rashi has been rashi, it's not rashi, it's not rashi. It's recham shaliyad. And then they have the black boxes, which are not recham shaliyad. What's recham shaliyad? Recham is a mill, it grinds. It does the tchina, it does the grinding. That is done by hand. It's not done by a machine, it's done by a human being, turns it and grinds it. What's the mile of that? Now that we know the matzav yad lishma, actively lishma, milisha ve'elech, the kneading, the baking, that we said for sure is non-negotiable. Imshas has chak, you can't rely on a goy or a kofim to do that. The stage before is the grinding. The grinding according to the Rosh has to be a lishma. So if you get recham shaled, you'll gain according to the Rosh, your matzah is even better. According to the Rosh, if you get just the last stage, it could be matzah. Milisha lish is too late, the kneading is too late, has to be from grinding. So if you get these matzahs, you've also gained grind. Now there's two issues with this. First issue is, we said the sum holds. The whole reason of the Rosh, because there was water in the machines. Our grinder is no water. You will not see water nowadays in a grinder. So what's the problem? Number two is, the Rosh, if this is right, then the real stage to have it from is Kasira cutting. What's the hell to have Tchina? Is the middle stage. The middle stage just almost doesn't exist. The first stage, that's the Rambam, that's the Rif, two Chosh Vishenim, English Paskins like that, fine. The middle stage is the Rosh, just the Rosh, not just the Rosh, I'm saying, there aren't other Rishenim going there. And number two is, it could be the whole thing, it's not Megair, because the middle stage, it's talking about the Tchina, and the Tchina, it only goes to water.
Nothing to do with
Lishma. Nothing to do with Lishma according to this. Now, what's the answer? Why is it so important to have Kham Shalat? Because they say like this. According to the ones who hold from cutting, they want to say that a combine harvester is called cutting with your hand. Why? How do you normally cut wheat? You have a knife, and you go like this. And later on they used animals. How do you do the animal? The farmer had a big piece he pushed down, and the animal walked, and that was called done by hand. A combine harvester, is not like you press the button and sit back. You drive it. It's a vehicle. You press the pedal. You get to the end, turn around, drive it back. The minute that you've off the pedal, it stops. Therefore, you form, mali if I do my foot on the pedal like this, or mali if I take my knife and cut like this. So they point out, very mistaba, our machine combine harvester is Kasira Biyad. So if you get the tchina, the one holds Kasira cutting, you can't have later another stage done by a machine. I mean, the middle stage is debatable. If you're at stage one, for sure you need stage two and stage three done by hands as well. So stage two, the grinding is debatable. If you want to get stage one, you can't later on stage two go back to the machine. So if you do stage one by the combine harvester and you call it biyad, it's got to be biyad all the way through. So when you come to a rechaim, the grinding as well, you must have a biyad. Not because of the water, because we're going with stage one. Stage one, obviously, stage two and stage three, all must be by hand. If that's the case, if a combine harvester will biyad, if you buy rechaim shaliyad matzahs and you go with this longest, then you've completely sorted your matzahs. They're the best type of matzahs you can get. These matzahs are done by hand from stage one, the minute they go, from cutting all the way till it ends up on your table. And that's the best type of matzahs there. That's number one. And number two is the second reason why you should buy it, is also the reason why you should really buy these matzahs for the whole yontif. Why? The Mishwurim is the Chog Yaakov. Chog Yaakov says, even though it's enough to have matzahs, which are not chomos, they don't need shmir for the rest of yontif. Cholomoy, there's no reason to eat matzah. Eat potatoes. There's no chiv to have a gedaz of matzah. Only the first night. Says the Chog Yaakov, it comes from other Achronim as well, and the Mishra brings it three times. He says, Yisrael Kadosh Shemim. Well, very special, as we know, tonight you go home, look in the mirror, Yisrael Kadosh Shemim. And they were machmed to have Lishma the whole Pesach. That means, the minute he brings it in a minute, not Chil, Yisrael Kadosh Shemim, and they're no good to have Lishma the whole Pesach. So if someone has hand matzah the whole Pesach, you may be getting this. And if you buy the Rechaim Shaliyad matzah, you gain even more, because then, if you're the Lamas of the Combine Harvester, the whole Pesach, you're having matzahs on the highest form and level of Lishma of the Shaykh. So you become this Mishabruah, of Yisrael Kedoshim, the Holy Antif, and you reach a much higher level. Now, I gave the Shia last week somewhere, and someone sent me a long message. Certain person of authority in town sent me a long text message that saying that I shouldn't tell people this, because it's a Chumrah, and it's expensive. So I wrote back to him, firstly, it could be a Chumrah, but the Mishabruah brings it. Now, normally, Mishabruah's Chumrahs, we take on the things you should be doing. He doesn't say it's a Chumrah, he says that's the Minhag. That's the minhag. If you tells you the minhag to do something, you would assume that's the minhag. Number two is a box of matzah of Racham Shaliyat. I don't get paid by them. It's £4 more actually. Now, if you buy three boxes, four boxes, you buy 10 boxes. So it's £40. You could be got a dinner with Yisrael Kedoshim, maybe £40. It's not such a tremendous amount of money. Spread over the entire Yom to achieve this. No. Yisrael Kedoshim is the whole Pesach. So if you spend that money and eat the whole Pesach, you get Yisrael Kedoshim in the whole Pesach.
But
we're doing Yerim Matzah. He's only £4 more. Now, not only that, come to the Gaon, Brichodosh, Rambam, Rashi, every single bite you get Mr. Daraisa. So, if you think about it, let's see everybody matzah. And let's see everybody buying hand. If you buy these boxes of £4 more, everybody that Mr. Daraisa, I think he's going to be insane not to do it. And the problem is the money comes to me afterwards. I'm sure we'll get some simple sponsor it. £4 a box. We'll find someone to sort you out. They usually do. If you put these mats in the oven for a few seconds beforehand, for a minute or so, you get a lot fresher and they're much better. That is another chumrah which we run out of time for. But the main point is that if you have Racham Shaliyat, every time we want it, you have a bite, kundamini, rishonim, you get Mr. Isa. Without that, you get Yisrael Kedoshim. So if you ever have your hand, spend the £4. And if you have a machine, it might be a reason to change the hand if you can go with it. Okay?
That's assuming the mats is all. Yeah,